Bernie Diamond with a different perspective. Have you ever wondered where your life's headed, whether it's really going to count for anything, whether you have a future, a destiny, whether there's something really to look forward to as the days, the weeks, the months, the years slip by? Well, of course, the answer to that is yes, of course it is. We all wonder that. We look at this world, this cosmos, and we wonder, where do I fit in? What's my place? What's my future? Some of us give it a fleeting thought every now and then, but inevitably, at some point in our life, it brews up into this storm, a crisis of dissatisfaction. Life being buffeted around on the stormy oceans of life, it's no fun. Eventually, we want a sense of direction, a purpose, a hope for the future. And so over the last few days, we've been looking at the fact that you and I are so incredibly valuable to God because we're created in the image of God. Often we don't feel valuable. Often the world wants us to believe we're just some cheap copy, not the original. And yet God's so clear on this. He created us in His image. We're His children, in His likeness. And that is what makes you and me more valuable than any other living creature on this earth. That's why we kill cows to make hamburgers, but lock people up who kill people. It's that simple. And if you and I are indeed made in the image of God, then you don't have to be Einstein to figure out that something has gone seriously wrong here. I mean, if God made the sort of mistakes that I've made in my life, and no doubt you've made in your life, man, that'd be downright scary, wouldn't it? Because a God-sized mistake would be so much bigger than, say, a Bernie-sized mistake. Something's wrong. And the thing that's gone wrong is that you and I rebelled against God. We went our own way, and so we often suffer the consequences of that. Some people don't like it when I say that, but it's true. A good friend of mine has cheated on successive wives. He's a serial offender. I love him dearly, but one day I set him down, and I said to him, mate, if you keep living your life this way, you're going to keep making the same mistakes and suffering the same consequences over and over again. It's just the way it is. It's called, wait for it, it's called sin. The original image that we've been created in has been kind of attacked by a graffiti vandal, and it's become marred and distorted. Now, we're going to talk about that a lot more over the next few days on the program, because no matter how badly the original image has been marred, no matter how much it's been obscured by the muck and the graffiti of life, and that's happened in each person's life, in mine, it's in yours, the thing we need most to discover in life is exactly how God's going to undo all that. So we're definitely going to talk that through, because if it's a new life we're after, a better life, then that's where the rubber hits the road. What is it that God's going to do to turn things around? But I guess before we do that, today I kind of want to jump to the end and see how it all turns out. Because here's the thing. I think a few people today need some hope. I was chatting with a counsellor just the other day. He works with people who have deep-seated issues in their lives, addictions, hurts from abuse, a sense of rejection that goes back to their childhood, whatever it is. And he said something interesting. He said, one of the first things I ask people is, what do they believe about their problem? He was telling me, for instance, about a man with alcoholism. The man loved God. He loved his wife and family. But over and over again, he'd get drunk, beat his wife. And then when he sobered up, he'd be so sorry. He'd say he wouldn't do it again. True remorse. And yet a few months later, it happened again. So they asked him, what do you believe about your addiction? And what came out of this was that his father and grandfather before him had been alcoholics. They died of liver disease. And he was pretty much convinced that come what may, that's how he would eventually end up too. See, this man believed in God. This man was sorry for what he'd done. But deep down he believed he would never escape the clutches of his addiction. And it wasn't until that belief was dealt with that he was able to turn things around, escape the addiction, and escape the consequences. There's some of that in all of us, I suspect. We kind of imagine that there's this one thing in our personality or this one thing from the past that has a hold over us or this one thing that, well, you know, whatever it happens to be in your life and my life, this one thing that's never, ever, ever going to change. You know what? I'm never going to be able to escape the clutches of this black can of spray paint that keeps graffitiing my true image, the image of God in me. It's just never going to get any better. I'm just going to have to live with it. I'm just going to have to get used to the pain, get used to the failure, get used to the fact I can't change it. That's just the way it is. Well, today, let me make this statement. That is simply not true. That is complete and utter rubbish. Let me ask you this. Let's say God is God. Let's say God created you in His image. In fact, you are worth more to Him than all the tea in China. Let's say God loves you so much that he'd actually send his son to die just for you, to pay for your sin. In the face of all that evidence, do you seriously believe that nothing's ever changed? Do you seriously believe that lie? Do you seriously believe God's going to leave you on your own to suffer the consequences of that sin when in fact he sent Jesus, his son, to die for, to pay for that sin and to set you free? Do you seriously believe that? It's a lie, because God's word is the truth, and this is exactly what God has to say into this lie in your life at this moment. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For those whom he foreknew, he has also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. See, what God's saying is, well, we started out being made in God's image. Sin crept in, it graffitied that image, it completely destroyed it and obscured it and marred it and robbed it of all its original beauty and the pleasure and the joy that it was meant to give to other people when they experienced it. I mean, if we're living out our lives in the image of God, that brings joy to other people. But see, God's destiny for those who love him is that they would once again become conformed to the image of his son, that they'd end up looking like Jesus, which is where they were meant to be. Now, this isn't some straitjacket meaning to this word conformed. The original Greek word that's been translated here into our English word conformed is the word somorphos, from which we get the word to morph or to be transformed. Okay, well, I had a look at the word morph in my dictionary. What it means is to change smoothly from one image to another image by small, gradual steps. It's an incremental process of transformation. It's a little-by-little lifelong process of being transformed, having that horrid black graffiti cleaned off this part of our lives and then that part of our lives and then over here and over there. And bit by bit, we start looking more and more and more like Jesus. This whole thing of self-image is so important. Knowing who we are, that we've been made in the very image of God, that by rejecting him, sin has marred the original image, sometimes beyond recognition. And yet the plan of God in our lives is to transform us back into that original image, back into the image of Christ himself. For those whom he foreknew, he has also predestined to be transformed back into the image of his son. Just stand back. If that's the true meta story of our lives, if that's what truly is going on here, doesn't that change the way you see yourself? Doesn't that give you a sense of value and purpose and destiny? Doesn't that make the things that you're going through, while some of them you may never have chosen for yourself, doesn't that make them okay now that you know what's going on? Well, God is a God of indescribable grace and mercy, and he's doing stuff in our lives. He is in the business of transforming our lives back into the original image. And that's why this series of messages is called Meet the New Me, because God is in the business of creating a new you, a you that looks awfully like Jesus. My prayer is that the truth, the awesome truth of God's word is having an impact, that your heart is open to discover who you are in God's eyes, the value you have in God's heart, the future you have in God's plan. Now, I have something really important to ask you today. I need your help with something. You know, these programs are now being heard, as I said, not just here on your local station, but by millions of people each week on over 1,000 radio stations around the globe. And through them, God continues to change so many people's lives in Africa, Asia, the Pacific, the Americas, Europe, the Middle East, and of course, in Australia and New Zealand. But when we stand up and share the life-saving truth of Jesus with so many people, the enemy, the devil, invariably comes up against us. His attacks take all sorts of different forms. And I believe that's an opportunity for us to pray together. So can I ask you, will you pray with me for God's protection over the ministry of Christianity Works? Will you pray that as the truth of God is proclaimed through this ministry and through these radio programs around the world, that many, many more lives would be impacted and transformed as people receive God's word in the power of the Holy Spirit? Because you know what? Your prayer, I know, is going to have such a powerful impact. Now, I know that not everyone is in the Twitter sphere, but more and more people are. So if you're on Twitter, don't forget to follow me at Bernie Diamond. That's BERNIDYMET. Hey, it's been great to have this short time together. See if we can't do it again same time tomorrow as we take another look at life together from a different perspective.